Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for the 12th of January, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Please quiet your phones, please quiet your televisions, your radios, and your conversations. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Leroy Bagley, Sr.
Good evening to my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. It is such a marvelous pleasure and privilege to come before you once again to let you know that the God is still able to supply our every need according to his riches and glory. We thank you, God, because we first want to thank a few people for the generous work and service that they have rendered down through the years in this program for us. We want to take the opportunity to thank Sister Naomi Rembrandt, Sister Jean Tolliver, Sister Cynthia Tinsley, Sister Sister Williams, Darlene Williams, and Deacon Reginald Williams. We want to thank those persons personally for the work that they have done of putting this program on for us as we put it together during the course of the week. We thank God for each and every one of you as members of this church who take every Wednesday night to come and to be a portion of this service with us. We ask that you continue to reach out to other people and let them know that you're meeting God on Wednesday night in an occasion like this, that we might have an opportunity to rejoice for what the Lord our God is doing for each and every one of us. And as we do that, we can very easily see that our program can very easily grow even further than what it is right now. I also just want to take the opportunity to thank my pastor, Reverend Dr. Frank T. Tucker, for giving me the opportunity to be the leader of our Wednesday night prayer service for 3 years. And I'm hoping that we can continue to move it forward even more than what we have at this particular point. We also want to take the opportunity to thank Sister Barbara Mickens for her generous service that she has given us to help put the Scouter program together throughout the weeks as well. Now we want to just lift up a few words to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We come today, Lord God, with open minds and open hearts, knowing that we can do nothing in and of ourselves. But through you, Lord God, all things are possible. For you have brought each of us out of the darkness unto your marvelous light. And we just want to take time to say thank you. We don't want to think that we did anything in and of ourselves, but we know through you, Lord God, all things are possible. So we ask you, Lord God, that you will fill our hearts, fill our minds, and fill our spirits, that even as you come in on Wednesday night, that you would think about, I'm coming to praise my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who has woke me up this morning and started me on a brand new day. So we just want to take this privilege to be able to say thank you to each and every member of the church who come and sit in and who praise this program week in and week out. If you have anything else you'd like to try to see us do, please let us know, and we will see what we can do to try to help put those kind of things into our program as well. God bless you, and may God's peace always be with you, and may his love be surrounded by you, and may his love with generations to come, your children, your children's children, and even your husband or your wife that does not always participate in programs like this, might they wreck up and know that I love the Lord because he first loved me. And because he loved me, I want to also talk about the Lord, be blessed by the Lord, and give the word of the Lord to those who do not know him in the pardon of their own sin. So we ask you, dear God, that you will continue to keep us in the strength that we will come Wednesday after Wednesday and be able to lift up the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus, and we will be blessed throughout. God bless you, and may peace always be among you and around you and for you. It's in his name that we pray. Our soul says, amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Annie Hawthorne.
Good evening, saints. I shall read Romans 8, verses 1 through 13. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they are in the flesh, cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, and the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit, and dwelleth in you. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do modify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. May God's words be blessed.
Deacon Charles S. Fleet, Jr. will now lead us in prayer.
Good evening, Church, First Baptist Church, family and friends. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our Father, thank you for bringing us through this day. Thanking you, Lord, for touching us that we were able to rise from our sleeping carts this morning, clothed in our right mind and having the use of our limbs, the articulation of our tongue, that you have brought us this far this day. This is 19th hour of our day. I say thank you for your blessing us in keeping us, praying for each and every one on this line this night, thanking you for them and praying for them and their circumstances, oh Lord. Bless them and keep them. I pray for my pastor, may you continue to keep him and protect him and his daughter, Lisa. I pray for the official board, each and every member, and I thank you for them and their service. Praying, O Lord, that you will bless the sick and the shut in. Praying for those that are under the shadow of bereavement, and a special blessing for the Glasby family, and our member, Sister Audrey Glasby. I say thank you, Lord, for keeping us all in your care, praying that you will continue to guide us in the way that you want us to go. And I pray for this country and the president and his administration, O Lord. Be with them and protect them and keep them in your care. And Lord, I just want to say, hey, thank you for your blessing me, for your keeping and guiding me in the way you want me to go. And I pray, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I pray these prayers in your name, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak to the Lord directly. We will have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Daryl Harris.
Greetings in the name of the Most High Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. The Son of David was born in the town of David. I want to say a special prayer for the Gladsey family, Sister Gladsey and her family and everything. Let's talk to the Father. Father God, thank you for just giving us life this morning, letting us see a new day that we never saw before. Thank you, God, for blessing Gladsey family and hoping they'll make it through this situation with everything that happened to her. And let's bless my whole church family, which is the First Baptist family on both sides. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Christine Easterling, who is the Dean of Christian Education.
Protection all around.
here this evening to tell you that angels are watching over us. But you have to know which angels are around you. The evil ones or the good ones? God's angels continually watch over us. Nothing happens outside of God's control if we know Christ. The Bible says in Psalm 91:11 that God will command his angels to guard us in all ways. His angels, although they are largely unseen, watch over us and work for our good. Rather than only one angel, God surrounds us with many angels to protect us and to go before us. Even when hard times come, Satan can never snatch us away from the protection of the angels. Someday, those angels will escort us safely to heaven. The sons of God are angels called watchers. We don't know whether any angels are male or female. The Bible says, are not angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Now, there are also certain types of angels. God created different types of angels. In Scripture, beginning in the book of Genesis and ending in the book of Revelation, it says two types of angels have wings. We usually think of angels as having two wings, but cherubim have four wings and seraphim have six wings. You heard about angels in the Garden of Eden already. They are first mentioned as guardians of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 3:24 reads, so he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. In other words, God put angels there to keep Adam and Eve out of the garden. You've also heard of angels placed on the mercy seat. God directed Moses to have gold figurines of cherubim created and placed over the mercy seat in the Ark of the Covenant, which was located in the tabernacle and then later in the temple in Jerusalem, as found in Exodus 25:20. Yes, some angels were in human form, as in Ezekiel 1:15. Now, they do not look like the typical paintings and sculptures found in the museums and stores. These angels have legs, hands, faces, and wings, of course. Each of them had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight and their feet were like a calf's hoof. They gleamed like burnished bronze. Now, we know that they are not white angels if they gleamed like burnished bronze. Under their wings on their four sides were human hands. Their wings touched one another. Their faces did not turn when they moved. Each went straight forward. Each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right and the face of a bull on the left. All four had the face of an ant. Their wings were spread out above. They had two wings covering their bodies, as in Ezekiel 1, 5-11. Let's make sure that the good angels are circling around us, because there are some bad ones. Holy angels are ministers, servants of God, They minister for him. Holy angels have ministered to humans too by delivering messages from God, communicating the word of God, and protecting us. The holy angels are usually just called angels. The bad ones are called demons. Now, the evil angels are a different story, and you need to watch out for them. In Ezekiel 28:11 and Isaiah 14:13, it explains that the devil, one of the cherubim, was the most beautiful creature in heaven. He was called the anointed cherub, Lucifer. He later rebelled against God and brought evil into the universe. Now, let's talk more about evil angels, because they attack our highest level of leaders. When Satan sinned in heaven by wanting to be like God, Satan motivated one-third of the angels in heaven to follow him and rebel against God. Can you imagine one-third of God's angels? He has thousands. These evil angels are called demons, spirits, and some of us even call them ghosts. Now, understand that Satan was kicked out of heaven, and his angels were kicked out too. Also, understand that demons know the Bible like we do. Satan even quoted the Bible to Jesus in Matthew 4:1. Now, this is what Satan and his angels want. Don't let them have it. They want to teach us the opposite of the truth. They want us to believe lies. They want to keep us from knowing Jesus as our God and Savior, as explained in Matthew 13:19. If they fall there, they will work to teach Christians lies, as in 2 Corinthians 11:14 and Galatians 1:8. If they fail there, another target is to make us ineffective for Jesus' kingdom, or just destroy us. They want to create doctrinal confusion, cause division within the church, and motivate Christians to sin. They want to produce Christians with hearts that are cold toward others. They want to motivate Christians to sin in so many ways, as explained in Luke 22:3. And they want Christians to like sexual sin, as explained in 1 Corinthians 7:5, and even lie and eat the wrong food, as explained in Matthew 4:11. In summary, we just need to hold on to God's unchanging hand and remember that for the believer, nothing happens outside of God's control if we know Christ. God's angels continually watch over us. God will command his angels to guide us in all our ways. God surrounds us with thousands of angels to protect us and go before us. Satan can never snatch us away from the protection of God's angels. Someday, angels will escort us safely to heaven. Angels ministered to Jesus when Jesus was tempted by Satan. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is directly within us while angels minister to us. Someday, we will see Jesus and be in heaven along with God's holy angels. But most of all, we will see Jesus Christ and understand the wonders of a God in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful experience we will have for eternity. as we spend time together and worship Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
The lines will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for our speaker this evening. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Thank you.
Amen. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We certainly thank God for this another expression of our willingness to draw near Him and to be able to offer our prayers and aspirations unto Him. We want to express our appreciation to Sister Easterlin for her message, and we thank God for the inspiration that has come our way. We thank God also for all of the participants in our service this evening, and especially we want to express our appreciation to Deacon Bagley, who is responsible for guiding our and leading our prayer experience, and we want to commend him as he has commended others in the support of this this service and this prayer experience that is ours. We want to now invite you all to attend our church meeting on Saturday at 9 a.m. That experience will be held by way of Zoom, and you can watch out for the link that will be sent to you very shortly. let me also encourage you to be in our services on Sunday. We are celebrating on that day Martin Luther King's Day. We will be lifting up the men as well as having recognition of our 2022 officers, and we encourage all of the officers to be present and to be in the services that we have each Sunday. But this Sunday we will be paying tribute to the officers on this in this worship experience. You need to know also that the Reverend Dr. Kip Banks, the pastor of the East Washington Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., will be the preacher of the morning, and so we encourage you all to be with us in worship on Sunday. Let me call your attention to our sick and shut-in, and we trust that you're going to pay particular attention to our sick and shut-in. Remember Sister Sylvia Clater, Sister Gwendolyn Davis. Pray also for Sister Barbara Stenard, and especially continue to pray for Sister Shirley Mosley as she has surgery on this Friday, and let us continue to make sure that our hearts and minds go out to them. Sympathy and love is extended to Trustee Samuel McCoy and the entire family in the transition of his brother-in-law, Mr. William Reed, Senior, arrangements for the celebration are still pending at this particular date. Sympathy also and love is extended to Deacon Christopher Bazemore and his entire family, and the and to the Rome family as well in the transition of their brother, Mr. Daniel Rome. Arrangements are still pending. Sympathy and love also is extended to Brother Michael Glasby and Sister Barbara Glasby and the entire Glasby family in the transitioning of Michael's mother and our beloved trustee, Audrey Glasby. Arrangements are pending at this moment. We certainly want your concern, your interest, and your prayers and your love extended to the families of those of all of our sick and bereaved. We're going to now ask that you would, the lines would be open for 20 seconds in order that we might lift up the names and situations that we wish special prayer for. 20 seconds, the lines will be opened.
Sister Naomi Perkins.
Pray for the Fleet family.
God, our Father, we come just now to ask that blessings upon all of those individuals whose names have been called. We ask your keeping power and grace for those situations that have been lifted up. We know, God, that you are able to handle them, that we are weak and we are weary and we have not the strength in and of ourselves to deal with any of the problems that prevail so graphically in our lives. We just ask now, God, that you would draw nigh to each one of us as we have gathered here in this experience of prayer and fellowship together as a people of God. We ask, O God, that you would let us sense the unity and the possibilities of us living and walking and sharing in love. That we have a sense of forgiveness and a sense of being able to work graciously and harmoniously with one another. That we would be empowered by your grace and mercy, that we might have it with one another. And then, God, we pray for sustained understanding. We pray for keeping peace. And we thank you, O God, that you are with us to empower us and to show us the way that we might be able to walk in your light. Help us, God, to draw even closer to you, that that we would sense that you are a gracious one, a loving one, a caring one, and be able to follow in your footsteps. Walk with us, God. Keep us. We pray special blessings for First Baptist Church. We thank you, O God, for what you've done for us through the years, and that you've been able to watch over us and protect us and heal us and bless us and give us what we need, that we might be able to walk through all of the challenges, all of the misguided situations and situations that have impended and invaded our space and our life. We asked, O God, your continuous light and blessings upon us. Make us the people that you want us to be enable us to be the powerful witnesses that you have called us to be, that we might be able to lead and guide, not only in word, but in deed and in action. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for helping us out of the predicaments that we have been in. Thank you, God, for enabling us to fix our troubles and our trials and our heartaches. Thank you, God, for walking before us and blessing us. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we ask these blessings, and our soul says, amen. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his divine peace. Amen and amen.